From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia replaces imported COVID vaccines with safer domestic ones. Indonesia and Japan discuss new regulation for migrant workers. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government has replaced imported COVID-19 vaccines with domestically produced ones that have lower chances of side effects. Now the government is only distributing domestically produced vaccines that are relatively safer. This was said by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Friday in response to reports on the AstraZeneca vaccines causing thrombosis or blood clots. According to Sadikin, COVID-19 vaccines are still needed in Indonesia, particularly to protect people with comorbidities and those planning to travel overseas. Indonesian Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia met the Japanese Deputy Minister of State for Health, Labor and Welfare, Miyazaki Masahisa, in Jakarta on Friday to discuss new employment regulations for foreign workers prepared by the government of Japan. During the meeting on Friday, Masahisa ensured that Indonesian migrant workers in Japan would be able to continue their work in the country. Fauzia remarked that the Japanese government had stated that the changes to the rules for foreign workers were not very significant. Directorate General of National Export Development of the Indonesian Trade Ministry had selected Morocco as a hub for the African market. Director General Didi Sumedi on Friday conveyed that the ministry carried out a trade mission to Morocco, resulting in a potential transaction of $16.98 million. The choosing of Morocco as a hub is aiming to increase the penetration of Indonesian exports into the African market. The Geological Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources has denied information stating that Tagulandang Island in Sitaro Islands District, North Sulawesi, will sink due to the eruption of Mount Ruang on April the 17th and 30th. The agency emphasized that the information was false. Myanmar's junta has suspended the issuing of permits for men to work abroad weeks after introducing a military conscription law that led to thousands trying to leave the country. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the junta, which is struggling to crush widespread armed opposition to its rule, in February said it would enforce a law allowing it to call up all men to serve in the military for at least 2 years. the move sent thousands queuing for visas outside foreign embassies in Yangon and others crossing into neighboring Thailand to escape the law, according to media reports. Security is being tightened to the Eurovision Song Contest in Sweden, third city Malmo, with large demonstration planned to coincide with the event and the country already on high alert. As quoted by BBC.com, police and organizers say they are well prepared and hoping for a joyful event. The annual feel-good celebration of pop and showbiz is this year shrouded by complaints from some quarters over Israel's participation amid the war in Gaza. Sweden was already facing heightened security challenges, and Malmo is expecting one of the country's biggest ever policing efforts. As many as 100,000 visitors are set to descend on the city on Sweden's southwest coast for the world's largest live music contest. Palestinian prisoner associations have said that Palestinian doctor Adnan Al-Burj, 50 years old, has died in an Israeli prison after more than 4 months in detention. As quoted by BBC.com, the Israeli prison service confirmed that a statement published on April the 19th about a prisoner who was detained for national security reasons and had died in Ofer prison was Dr. Al-Burj. No details were given on the cause of death, and the prison service said the incident was being investigated. Dr. Al-Burj was the head of orthopedics in Gaza's largest medical facility, Al-Shifa Hospital, which has been raided several times by Israeli armed forces. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Kediri, East Java. The Kediri City Government, East Java, invited the Kediri Historical Cultural Conservation Community, or PASAC in Indonesian abbreviation, to explore the city's Chinatown area as an effort to look deeper into China's civilization in the city. Head of the Culture, Tourism, Youth and Sports Service in Kediri City, Zahri Ahmad, on Wednesday said that this activity was very useful as educational material, especially for the community. According to him, this must be continued to be preserved because it also maintains the existence of the history of Chinese civilization in Kediri City. He hopes that in the future, more and more community groups are aware of the importance of preserving history and culture as part of the identity of the Indonesian nation. The next news comes from Yogyakarta. The National Population and Family Planning Agency and the Yogyakarta City Government are working together to introduce the mitoni, a traditional ceremony for pregnant women in Javanese culture when the fetus is 7 months old, because it is considered capable of maintaining a healthy pregnancy. Assistant for Resource Empowerment Community Power, Yogyakarta City Regional Secretary Sugeng Purwanto, Tuesday said that the rich traditions could be turned into social program tools that can help the lives of many people. The National Population and Family Planning Agency, together with the Yogyakarta City Mobilization Team, held the health education activities for pregnant women and families combined with Japanese traditions mitoni or 7 months pregnancy on Saturday, April the 27th. At the mitoni ceremony, bancaan or the food serves can be used as an educational nutritious food menu for pregnant women. The last item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Jayapura City, Papua. Jayapura City Government, Papua, unfurled a 7.76 kilometers long Indonesian red and white flag on Jalan Hamadi, Holton Camp, Muara District Wednesday. Acting Mayor of Jayapura, Franz PK, said it was carried out to commemorate Papuan Integration Day back to the Republic of Indonesia on May 1, 1963. According to him, the display of the red and white flag is a manifestation and commitment to continue to love the Republic of Indonesia. He hopes that with the spirit, the people of Jayapura City will continue to promote the pillars of nationality in life. That was news from across Indonesia. Today in history begins with May 4, 1979. Margaret Thatcher appointed Prime Minister of England. Margaret Thatcher was the first woman to become Prime Minister of England. Previously, her political career was not always smooth. She failed to become a Member of Parliament in 1954. This failure made her refrain from entering politics for 4 years. Margaret Thatcher finally succeeded in sitting as a member of the lower house or House of Commons of the British Parliament in the 1959 elections. She served as Minister of Education and Science in 1970. In February 1975, Margaret Thatcher was successfully elected as chair of the Conservative Party. Then on May 4, 1979, she officially became Britain's first female prime minister. A Soviet journalist nicknamed her as the Iron Lady, a term that came to be associated with her politics and leadership style. As prime minister, she implemented conservative policies which would later be called Thatcherism. Over now to May 4, 1998, the increase in fuel prices in Indonesia announced led to major riots. Monday, May 4, 1998, President Suharto followed the International Monetary Fund's or IMF suggestion to cut energy subsidies in Indonesia. The option taken at the time was to increase the price of fuel oil from 700 rupiah per liter to 1,200 rupiah per liter. The policy resulted in students' resistance actions in a number of areas. The increase in fuel prices was protested because it was considered to be increasingly burdensome for the suffering of the Indonesian people who were being hit by a monetary crisis. I'll end Today in History with May 4, 1999, International Firefighters Day, first celebrated. Every year, May the 4th is celebrated as International Firefighters Day. This day was established to honor the services of firefighters, especially those who became victims in the extinguishing process. Commemoration of International Firefighters Day began in 1999 when five firefighters died fighting forest fires in Australia. At that time, the wind direction suddenly changed, engulfing them in flames. It is hoped that World Firefighters Day will be a momentum to appreciate the services of firefighters. That was Today in History.
Semakin deras.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia supports Islamic Development Bank reform. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati held a meeting with the President of the Islamic Development Bank, Mohammed Al-Yasser, on Tuesday, April 13th in Riyadh. On that occasion, Sri Mulyani expressed her support for the bank's reform steps to strengthen and improve the performance of its financial aspects and operations to make it more effective and efficient. Quoted from the Kemenko.go.id page Thursday, May the 2nd, Sri Mulyani said that the Islamic Development Bank has 57 member countries. It includes as many as least developed countries, and 32 countries are in a fragile situation due to war or conflict. She said the development of these countries has big and complex challenges. According to Sri Mulyani, therefore, the role of the Islamic Development Bank is very important to help develop and improve the welfare of its member countries. Minister Sri Mulyani also emphasized that as one of the shareholders, Indonesia is ready to help and encourage the bank's progress so that it can provide more assistance to member countries in need. She emphasized that this is a concrete step in South-South cooperation. Previously, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani attended the Islamic Development Bank annual meeting where she explained the importance of the energy transition and how each country and the world are facing it. There are three crucial challenges or trilemmas, she said, namely energy security, energy sustainability, and energy affordability, which became the main focus of the discussion. Sri Mulyani believes energy is a basic human need, as well as a development challenge to build and provide energy security in an affordable manner for the community or the people of the world. On the other hand, attention regarding aspects of planetary sustainability to avoid the threat of catastrophic change requires a transition to sustainable and renewable green energy. Apart from that, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani emphasized the importance of a healthy and strong state revenue and expenditure budget of each country, as well as a global, effective funding strategy to be able to carry out the energy transition effectively and sustainably. That was my Indonesia Today. Thank you.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Banyumas Regency, which has the nickname as the Regency of a Thousand Waterfalls, has many waterfalls of tourism, and one of which is Curug Gede, located in Purwokerto, Ketengger Village, Baturaden Sub-District, Banyumas Regency. It is also one of the most exotic natural tourism attractions, and it must be visited when visiting Banyumas Regency. In addition to the beautiful scenery, the cozy atmosphere makes visitors feel at home. Listener, Gede Waterfall, which has a height of 50 meters, has its own charm of natural beauty. Its location in the forest area, surrounded by hills and shady trees such as pine trees and mountains, certainly makes the surrounding air cool and refreshing. The scenery is green, beautiful, and very Instagrammable, especially if by using a camera. Visitors can take pictures while sitting on the rocks and playing in the water, or taking pictures under the lush trees. They can also play along the waterfall. The river is quite shallow and the water is very refreshing. Listener, Gede Waterfall tourism can also be an option for those of you who like camping. The area is quite large and supported by a calm atmosphere. Of course, it will be very suitable for setting up tents. Here, you can also enjoy togetherness while lighting a campfire and listening to the gurgling water from Curug Gede. If you like scenery and tranquility, this Gede Waterfall is a perfect place to calm your mind. The tourism destination is open every day from Monday to Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Western Time. The best time to visit this waterfall is in the morning, of course, when the weather is good. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder.
From Jakarta, Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Sandarkan lelahmu dan ceritakan tentang apapun aku mendengarkan. Jangan pernah kau merasa sendiri. Tengoklah aku yang tak pernah pergi. Bagiku kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadangkala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia. Wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa gundah, lihat hatimu, percayalah. Segala sesuatu yang perih bisa diringankan dengan peluk. Kau berkata dunia sedang tak ramah. Ya bukan berarti kau mesti berubah. Jadi seseorang yang tak kau ingin. Yang menatapmu asing dari cermin. Bagiku kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadangkala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia. Wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa gundah, lihat hatimu, percayalah. Segala sesuatu bisa diringankan dengan peluk. Kita perlu kecewa untuk tahu bahagia.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, to Today's miscellany informs you about the achievements of Indonesian children in education. Indonesian student Ernest Regia Ahmad Chandra won first place at the 16th Republican Student Science Olympiad at Buketov University in Karaganda, Kazakhstan on April 25, 2024. The Science Olympiad is a student competition participated in by 16 universities in Kazakhstan. They competed to solve math problems such as calculus, linear, and algebra. A release from the Indonesian Embassy to Kazakhstan stated Ernest was the only non-Kazakhstan participant who participated in the Science Olympiad. He was one of three representatives from his campus, Sulaiman Demirel University, who took part in the event. Ernest managed to become first place after beating 48 participants from various universities in Kazakhstan. He succeeded as first individual winner and first winner for the campus team at the 16th Republican Student Science Olympiad, where all the participants came from Kazakhstan except him. After the Olympic activities ended, Ernest and other contestants explored Karlak Museum, which is located on the outskirts of Karaganda city, to see the traces of colonialism under the Stalin or Soviet regime on Thursday, April 25, 2024. Listener, Ernest Regia Ahmad Chandra, who was born on March 12, 2004, is currently studying at Sulaiman Demirel University in Almaty, Kazakhstan. He took the Mathematics Pedagogical Department Faculty of Education and Humanities. Previously, he had made many achievements in his homeland, including a bronze medal in the 2018 National Science Olympiad in Padang, West Sumatra, and second place in the Tahfiz Quran held by the Ministry of Finance in 2015. Ernest also won a gold medal in the Madrasah Science Competition by the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs in 2021. Well, listener, that's today's miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Aku merangkai banyak hal dari setetes racun seperti butiran embun di permukaan daun, menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun, membuang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup jejak rindu. Basahmu redam karena kabel tumpah, emosi yang terjebak sejak langit lupa akan bumi saat hujan. Saat hujan, apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di deras air yang turun, menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
Selalu dalam penantianku, hadir saat awan berubah kelabu. Perlahan kau jatuhkan butiran air satu persatu, ku biarkan dia mengalir. Saat hujan, apa kabarmu? Kau basuh tubuhku yang penuh peluh, alirkan airmu pada nadi yang keruh, hingga ku jadi sosok yang berani dan tangguh.
Tumbuh berbunga, harum dan berwarna.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bunga Hati or Flower of the Heart by group Remember Entertainment Keroncong Group. The song Bunga Hati, composed by Clara Riva, and released on November 17, 2023, and it's actually a pop song popularized by an Indonesian singer from Probolinggo, East Java, namely Salma Salsabil. Salma is an alumni singer, even the winner of an Indonesian singing contest. The meaning of this song is waiting for someone who never comes back and makes one's heart disappointed. She feels disappointed when expectations do not match the reality. Well, listener, let's enjoy the keroncong version of Bunga Hati by Remember Entertainment.
Sengaja berpapasan ku denganmu, tatapan yang sama rasanya yang lama, namun ku kecewa kau tak peka.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sanding dengan
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Hal yang buat hatiku jatuh cinta dengan hebatnya padamu. Hingga kini ku belum mampu percaya kau milikku selamanya. Ku temukan arti cinta di waktu hidup denganmu yang tak terduga. Seperti nadimu yang selalu denyutkan setia, aku bahagia menjadi pemiliknya. Bagaimana kasih kau tetap di sampingku di tengah kencang badai hidup menerpa. Saat dunia memaksamu untuk pergi, kau tetap setia. Ku temukan di waktu hidup denganmu yang tak terbatas.